This is a big game. Both these teams of the playoffs started today are in it. Minnesota's trying to get the best record in the league, and all of a sudden the Falcons are right back in the NFC South race.
Ryan's under center. Devontae Freeman, the tailback, gets the call and is eaten up by Linval Joseph.
This Vikings defense so good, nowhere to go. The first couple running plays just had no shot. We will see this scorching hot offense for Minnesota, led by the player of the month in quarterback Case Keenum.
3-0 Atlanta. Murray, the tailback, gets the call again. He jump cuts to the right, shakes a tackle at the 25, angles out to the 20, to the 15, inside the 5, that's where he's taken down. Latavius Murray with a burst.
They're putting as many guys inside the box to stop the run as possible.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
If you're on the Atlanta side of the ball and you're the defensive coach over there, you're wondering, how the heck do we stop these guys? You can't do anything else.
The last 12 times inside the red zone, the Vikings have scored 10 touchdowns.
As Minnesota imposing their will. Keenum rolling that way. Flipping an end zone. There's McKinnon in front of his hometown fans.
Welcome home, Jerick McKinnon. Dance for those friends and family members. The Vikings have taken a 6-3 lead. Jerick McKinnon made it a throwback Sunday. He did the dirty bird for his celebration. Tense times at Mercedes-Benz Stadium right now. Atlanta rushes for Case dunk caught by Jarius Wright at the 25. And I think he wiggled his way for a first down.
How big can Jarius Wright be in these games? Coming in, just doing everything.
Right. They're making something happen on this drive.
Team Vikings knocking on the door to start this fourth quarter. They're down two, but they've got a second down and goal from the 6.
Case Keenum takes the pad out, line snap. Three-step drop, fires to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Vikings! Kyle Rudolph with the touchdown reception. 13-9. Minnesota.
That was a monster drive. 15 plays, 89 yards, 8:15 off the clock. And Atlanta's had to set up for 3 field goals on their drives. That's the difference. Because other than that, it's been a pretty even game.
Hey, it's time to keep piling it on. It's time to keep piling it on.
The pendulum of momentum is swinging the way of the purple and gold.
This game, this pace, this scoring obviously favors Minnesota. Mike Zimmer, give me 21 points and I'm going to win. This is the type of game he wants.
And now we're seeing Matt Ryan out of the shotgun here on third down.
Matt steps up, he's hit, gets away from it. Now he runs, and he's tackled in open field beautifully. What a great open field tackle by Anthony Barr. How about this third down defense? Holy cow. So now it's 4th and 3 for Atlanta, bringing in Matt Bryant. Now Matt's 3 of 3 today. 45-yard try right hash. High snap. It's put down. Kick. Bryant is... no good! He missed it left, Matt Bryant! He missed it left!
But what an important drive,
yes, sir,
for the Vikings. Move the chains. Keep the clock running.
Atlanta has no timeouts remaining.
This is a huge, huge play.
3rd and 4 from the Falcons 43. He takes the pad out, line snap. Looks for Thielen, caught, first down at the 35. Middle of the field to the 30. Taken down at the 21. We call that a cold-blooded connection. Case Keenum to Adam Thielen. It's a gain of 22. Clock runs, and the Falcons can't stop it.
Murray breaking through. And the Vikings trying to put the hammer down here.
When this is all said and done, it hasn't been pretty.
The Minnesota Vikings, the Kings of the North, grinding away on a team that went to Super Bowl 51, have improved to 10-2.